The world has its abundance of evil men. Solomon warned his son concerning men who entice thee, saying, Come with us, and let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as Sheol, and whole as those that go down in the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Thou shalt cast thy lot among us. We will all have one purse. Proverbs 1, 11 through 14. Or those who entice thee secretly, saying, Let us go and serve other gods. Deuteronomy 13 and verse 6. Other gods do not have to be made of wood, stone, or some precious metal devised by the hands of men and changing the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed beasts and creeping things, as Paul stated in Romans 1:23, but simply a matter of taking his idols into his heart, Ezekiel 14:4. For even covetousness is idolatry, Colossians 3 and verse 5. If there is that which is good and that which is evil, that which is right and that which is wrong, that which is righteous and that which is unrighteous, why are godly people afraid to call something what it is? Why are godly people afraid to stand up for truth and deny lies? When the Apostle Paul saw false brethren who were attempting to bring others into bondage, he said, To whom we gave place in the way of subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you, Galatians 2 and verse 5. Jesus said to his apostles, And be not afraid of them that kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, Matthew 10 and verse 28. How serious is it in being so fearful of ridicule and mocking to the point that it silences godly men? But for the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and fornicators and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part shall be in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21 and verse 8. How does compromising the truth sound now? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words given to the Church of Philadelphia saying, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee a door opened, which none can shut, that thou hast a little power and didst keep my word and didst not deny my name, Revelation 3 and verse 8.